Blog Talk Radio.
The Epistle of Paul the Apostle to Titus. Titus 1.
Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior, to Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. For a bishop must be blameless, as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, specially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, "The Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies." This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's Deacon Thomas Farr, and you are listening to Issues, Christian Men's Talk. I'd like to welcome all the brothers to the line since tonight. It is November the 12th, 2020, and we are live this evening. Amen. Amen. Well, we're back. We're back live. We had some change. We're making some changes here for the winter, for this winter season of 2020. We had a lot of things going on this year in 2020, and it's coming to an end soon. And we look forward to what God's going to do for us in 2021. We have a lot of things change in the culture and society, in the church and ministry. A lot of shifting has been going on, and we still have the winter to deal with. But we're going to pray because we know that God is in control, and nothing that's going to happen to us and happen through us is a surprise to God, because he ordained us before the creation of the world. He knows exactly what's going to go on in my life, your life, the life of the church, and in this world. Amen. So we're going to go over with prayer, and we're going to get right into our conversation tonight. And we have some announcements, and we want to encourage and invite some brothers. But let us pray. Father God, we just say thank you right now, Father. I thank you for another day, another opportunity, Lord God. I thank you for the challenges, oh God. I thank you, God, for the things, oh God, that help root us and ground us in you, Lord God. We thank you for circumstances, oh God, that draw us closer to you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, God, for all that you're doing, oh God, in your church, oh God. All that you're doing in the earth, oh God, in people's lives, God, and those, oh God, who've been tested in this past months, oh God. But God, they have stood by you, God. They are faithful, oh God. Father, we pray for the pastors, elders, and teachers, oh God, those who stood on your word, oh God, and continue to preach the gospel, oh God. We thank you for the saved souls, Lord God. We thank you for healings today, oh God, for all those who may have contracted the virus, oh God, that has been threatening this whole earth, oh God. We thank you for the healings, oh God. Father, we also pray for those who mourn, for family members who are lost, oh God, who have succumbed to the sickness, oh God. But yet, God, know that they are comforted by you, oh God, because you are in control and you have ordained this thing, God. So we say thank you right now. Father, we ask that you touch those families, oh God, that they would, God, be comforted by your Holy Spirit in this time of mourning, oh God. Yes, God, we just say thank you, God. Thank you for peace today. Thank you for his righteousness, oh God. Thank you for godliness, God. Thank you for the shed blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit living within us, oh God. Father, we just thank you for the air we breathe today, God. We take nothing for granted. Father, and also, God, we say thank you, God, for what's going on in this culture, oh, God, the shifting that's going on in America. Thank you, God, for leaders, oh, God. Thank you for a peaceful transition, oh, God. Father, we pray right now in America, God. We here in America, God. We thank you for peaceful political transition, God. Not every country in the world can is blessed as America when it comes to the politics and the transition and changing of power, Lord God. So we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for God's sound minds today, Lord God. And Father, we ask that you continue to guide the heart and the mind of our leaders, oh God. From the mayor to the president to the governors, God, to the city council members, God, those elections, we just had the elections and all those shifting and changing, God. Guide the hearts and minds of the new leadership, Lord God, because, God, we still need you, Lord God, because our faith is not in man, but it is in you, Lord God, and we know that you are in control. Continue to strengthen us and guide us. Give us peace today, God. And, Father, I pray that you continue to use me and the body of Christ to glorify your kingdom, to glorify you and advance your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, amen. Again, this is Issues Christian Men's Talking. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We'd like to thank you for joining us this evening as we continue to minister to men, minister to husbands, fathers, and sons. You know, that we know that we have more in common than we are different, and that our commonality, our common denominator, as I always say, is Jesus Christ and that Holy Spirit living within us, that we seek to read, to study the Word, to be part of the Word, to activate the Word, to apply the Word to our lives. So tonight, I just want to continue to encourage, and I want to just share with my brothers out there that are listening, all of you who called in at 646-668-2636, and listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr. We always appreciate you. Amen. I want to encourage some brothers. I want to encourage you, if you've been listening, to join us, to join the discussions. We're making a slight change here for the winter season. From now, from November until about March, April, till spring, until the spring thaw, the shifting of seasons, our Saturday morning, Issues Christian Men's Talk is changing to 10 a.m. 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings, you can call in at 646-668-2636. Again, that's Saturday mornings, we are shifting to 10 a.m., and I invite every brother that's listening, every brother who gets the link on his cell phone, gets our morning text, our morning devotionals, our weekly and daily words of encouragement, I encourage you to join us and be part and share in the conversation. Share your wisdom, your insight, your testimony, what God is doing in your life to encourage your other brother, because that's the purpose we're here at Issues Christian Men's Talk, to talk about our issues, to encourage your brother who's dealing with our issues, and to give a testimony of what God can do for a brother who might be in the midst of the struggle that you have overcome, but yet they need to hear that they will overcome, even if they're in the midst of it all. Amen? So you can also reach us on Facebook at Issues Christian Men's Talk. We're going to post updated information there. We're going to post our topics. We're going to post the numbers and everything there. And we encourage you to go there also for our devotionals, our words of encouragement that we do there. Because we have a lot going on. I've been blessed to connect with some other ministries as part of the Coalition of Men's Ministries, a ministry called Trim's Ministry. They do a boys to men Zoom video discussion panel every other Tuesday of the month. That's two Tuesdays a month. I believe it's on the second and the fourth Tuesday. But again, if you go to our Facebook page, Issues Christian Men's Talk, you'll see the updates and the posts coming. Next one, I know the next one is going to be on November the 27th at 7 p.m. So you can join the Zoom there. You can link on. If you look on the Facebook page, you'll see the link. You can come and be part of the panel. If you want to be part of the discussion, or you can listen in. Amen? So that's some of the things that we go in and we add into this fall. And I just want to encourage the brothers to continue to join us, to listen in, to call in, to share. And as always, I pray that something is said that would encourage you, encourage someone in your circle of influence to continue to press on, to continue to seek God, to continue to study the Word of God and apply it to our lives. one of our saying, one of the things I say always is to study, pray, and apply as we read the Word, as we take in the Word, and let the Holy Spirit guide us and direct us. And always, put yourself in a circle of men, a circle of influence of men who will pray with you and pray for you, that will hold us accountable as we walk this Christian walk, because no man should ever walk alone. Amen? Amen. Well, tonight I'm going to continue something that was brought up in one of the Zoom discussions, and I just wanted to add to it and encourage the brothers, because tonight we're talking about pornography. For those that involve with pornography, God can and will give the victory. Are you involved in pornography and desire freedom from it? I want to share some steps, not easy steps, but some encouragement to start the process to get free from it, to do different, to change the habits, to change to break that grip that the enemy has on us. Because we know the big three sins in this life is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And pornography definitely causes us to lust after the flesh. It is undeniable the lust of the eyes. It's all that we see. As men, we know that through the eye gate, the enemy can get a lot of things in through what we see, because we respond to visual. And just to be honest, who we are as men, it's what we see is what it initiates what we do next. We respond to visually. So we know and see the beauty of a woman in her body, and that's where it all starts. It will go definitely wrong. Because we have to remember that God created sex. The beautifulness of sex, the right way to enjoy sex, is through a loving relationship between a husband and wife. Anything else is lust. Anything else is fornication, pornography, fornication, adultery, lusting after someone that's not your wife. It's all sin. And with pornography, it just continues to feed that thing. So tonight I just want to talk about some of the things you can start to do to apply the Word to your life, and also to be able to break the cycle and get deliverance. Amen? Amen. As always, a Christian Men's Talk, I encourage you. You can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DeaconFarr, listen to this broadcast, the archive recording of this broadcast, of this discussion, and always bring a paper and a pencil and get some of the notes, get some of the scriptures, because we also want to always, always focus back on the Word of God, because the Word of God gives us deliverance. The Word of God and the Holy Spirit helps us to apply and understand that Word that we may apply to our life, and also in the fellowship of the saints that we hold each other accountable. Amen? So here are some of the steps for victory from pornography that we need to focus on tonight. I'm not going to be with you long, but I just want to give you these things and these words in the Word of God to meditate on. The first one I want to talk to you about is confess our sin to God. Remember, all our sin is against God. It affects those around us. It affects our families, our wives, our children, our relationships. But remember, our sin is against God. And this is who we are called to please and called to live and live to the standard that He has set before us as a standard of God. We never compare ourselves to each other. We compare ourselves to the Word of God. So, brothers, I encourage you, if you're trapped or hooked into pornography, confess that sin. Understand that it is a sin. You know, there's no good pornography. There's no clean pornography. There's no okay pornography. Pornography, by definition, is a sin, because it's a sin of lust. It's fantasy. It takes you down a slippery slope to a whole lot of other stuff you can expose your spirit and your mind to. Amen? So confess your sin. In 1 John 1:9, the Word says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So there, brothers, that unrighteousness, God can cleanse us if we confess our sins to Him. Amen? We ask God to cleanse us, to renew us, and transform our minds. We need to have renewed minds. Our mind has to be transformed. Once we're purged from that thing, it's a renewing of our mind where we don't have that lust. We don't have that desire anymore. That thing that whatever reason it got us hooked. I mean, we could have been hooked as teenagers, as preteens, whatever we see in our first magazine, first porn site, first DVD, first whatever. And it sets something off in our minds. But now we pray for a renewed mind. We go to Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed with the renewing of our minds, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And this is what God wants from us. He wants us to have a cleansed mind, a mind that is pleasing to Him. Think about those things that are pleasing to Him, and move away from what is sin. Again, we have to understand that we are to be have renewed in our mind as Christian men. And let me not this. Let's be clear. I want to be clear. Tonight, I specifically want to make sure I talk to the brothers who are confessed to be believers and the struggles that Christian men have with pornography. The sinner man, I know I have some unbelievers that may listen in every now and then, but I'm right now I want to encourage the brothers in Christ, the brothers in the church, the brothers, the deacons, the elders, the pastors, to encourage you to seek to cleanse yourself and repent from the sin of pornography. Amen? Amen. Because I don't want to think to you, I'm talking about the sinner man. I'm not talking about the other man. I'm talking about you and I and that man in the mirror that you look at every morning. If this is your problem, if this is your thing, confess it, repent from it, renew your mind. And if it's not yours, I bet you in your local congregation, in your church, those brothers in your circle, at least two of them brothers is struggling with pornography at some way in some form. Because again, remember what pornography is. It may not be the triple X, X, double, double, whatever X. The way the culture is set up now, there's a lot of things. They use the sexuality of women. They use the bodies of women to sell us things, to advertise things. They have female artists, quote-unquote female singers that are doing all kinds of sexual things to attract, to get attention. And that's a form of pornography also. I know every man here, I know you can name a couple, because just they're in, it's in the media. It's in the mainstream media. You see about and you hear about a lot in the pictures of these female artists, rappers, singers, whatever you want to, whatever, female artists, and how they use their bodies to manipulate. And that's a form of pornography because, again, as men, the eyes, the lust of the eye, the lust of the eye, and that's what the enemy is using, and he's coming after the Christian men and the sinner man. He has no hope. But a lot of us, like myself, were not necessarily brought up in the church, so we would see these things, and it was just part of it, and we accepted it because we liked it. Amen? Amen. Well, let me continue. Ask God again. We're talking about ways, the steps to get victory. Let's see here. My next step here I have is ask God to fill your mind with the things that are true, that are honorable, just, pure, lovely, and commendable. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Think about the things of God. Think about your married life. Think about your wife. Think about your relationship with your wife. You know, for my single brothers, think about, you know, your future wife or your fiance. Those lusts and that pornography get you in a place where you start to see your fiance, your girlfriend, your wife, and you start to see them as a sexual object, as something you want to reenact what you're saying, or why your wife doesn't do these things and that thing and those things, and it's not going to go well when we start to turn sex into the lustful, sinful behavior instead of the thing that God made it to be between a spouse and a caring and loving. Because remember, as husbands, we're called to love our wives as Christ loved the church and sacrifice ourselves for them. And when we taught him with lust and we looked at one thing and didn't see him and come to our wife with all these, with a tainted heart, with our mind twisted, and we rob the beauty of sex. Amen. I just leave it right there. I have every man to consider what you're looking at. Look at your spouse. What you're looking at, look at your fiance. And then, you know, for my single brothers, you think you have these great expectations and plans for your wedding night. Pornography will destroy that because it may not come out that way. Because remember, all pornography is built on a fantasy. It's built on a fantasy. Amen? Amen. Our next one is learn to possess your body in holiness. You have to know that your body is a temple of God and what God created your body for. Amen? Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. And we're going to start at verse number 3. But this is the will of God. This is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor. Husbands, you have to control your body in holiness and honor, and abstain from sexual immorality, even in marriage. Even in marriage. Marriage is honorable. The marriage bed is not defiled. It's honorable. But if you bring pornography into it, if you bring those visions, those scenes, those antics, you know you can defile the wedding bed, the marriage bed. Amen? Understand number 5, to understand the proper meaning of sex and rely on your spouse alone to meet your needs. Meeting your needs for your sexual needs in a committed marriage is your spouse's. And when you bring something else into it, again, pornography brings fantasy into it and can then take you down a slippery slope that, you know, you may not be able to come back for. You destroy a thing. You destroy the thing that God made beautiful, and you turn to something lustful, turn to something ugly, turn to something selfish, and that can be the foothold. That can be the little thing that you let the enemy get into your marriage and start to break it down, and then it'll start popping up in your marriage and start to try to destroy your relationship with your wife. Amen? Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And again, understanding the proper meaning of sex and relying on your spouse alone to meet that need. Now, concerning the matters about which you write, it is good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman, but because of temptation to sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. Well, amen. Hold on, I just lost it. His own husband. Oh, there we go. I lost my Bible using this electronic Bible. Forgive me. Amen. So let's go again, starting at verse number 7. Now, concerning the matters which we wrote to you, it is good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman, but because of the temptation of sexual immorality, each man shall have his own wife and a wife her own husband. The husband shall give to her conjugal rights, likewise the wife to her husband. For the wife does not have the authority over her own body, but the husband does. Likewise, the husband does not have the authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another, except perhaps by agreement for a limited time, that you may devote yourselves to prayer, but then come together again, so Satan may not tempt you because of the lack of self-control. And pornography feeds right into that. Amen? Because then you're getting satisfaction. You start into, you know, masturbation, where now you're depriving your wife, or you're depriving yourself, because you masturbate, and then you can't. So your wife is not satisfied. You're not satisfied. But that's a whole other marriage conference type kind of thing. But you know what? You understand what I'm saying? Again, as men of God, as husbands, we are responsible for our bodies and responsible for satisfying our wives. Number 6, realize that if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We are walking in the Spirit as men of God, as Christian men. We are walking in the Spirit. We're living in obedience to the Word. We're living in obedience to the Spirit. We have submitted ourselves to the Word of God and to the Holy Spirit living within us. At our time of conversion and believing, the Holy Spirit lives in us because we are the temple for the Holy Spirit. Colossians chapter number 5, verse 16, but if I say walk by the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of your flesh. If we're in the Spirit, we can overcome the desires of the flesh. Because again, our flesh is going to rise up. As long as we're on this earth and we have to deal with this flesh, there's going to be times when it rises up in us. But we, in the Spirit, we have to have a plan and a strategy to overcome it. If it's prayer, if it's calling our brother, if it's being held accountable by another brother. It's just like any other. You know, sometimes pornography is just like any other addiction to drug and alcohol. We have to have a strategy. We have to have coping mechanisms. We have to be able to know when we're struggling, what to do, how to handle it, how to renew our mind, how we can call a brother. Who are we going to call? Who are we going to reach out to? Are we going to pray? But we have a strategy to break the addiction, to break the habit, and then when we're tempted, what are we going to do with the temptation? Are we going to recognize that we're being tempted? Are we going to recognize that we're going to slip? And the last one is part of this also. Take practical steps to reduce our exposure to the images and install, you know, we're going to go old school, but new school. And you know what's going on. You know your weaknesses. You know your desires. You know your things that set you off. You know, so if you need a pornography blocker on your computer, because we all have computers, we have tablets, we have phones. If you need to get that software that blocks porn, that blocks you from going to the sites on TV, cable, Netflix, HBO, cinema, all of it. You know what channels, what shows you shouldn't be watching. Because if it sets you off, it'll just start. It can start with anything. It can start with a thigh, a hip, a breast, or whatever. And you know that's going to be, and you could take you to the next level. So limit that, what you're watching. Video usage. Find another Christian that will pray with you and help you and hold us accountable. Amen. And I always encourage brothers, have a circle of influence, have a circle of brothers around you who are going to hold you accountable to the things of God, hold you accountable in this Christian walk, because no man is made to walk alone and be alone in this walk of faith. If your thing is not pornography, whatever your thing is, if it's computer games, if it's gambling, if it's, again, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, seek God, seek the counsel of brothers around you, you know, and continue to pray that God would deliver you, and pray for yourself, have others praying for you, you know, confess your sins one to another to encourage you so you don't out here alone. Again, the enemy wants to separate us and wants to get us alone, get us in our weakest position, because the enemy is a warfare. He's trying to kill us. He's trying to kill every Christian man. He's trying to kill and destroy every family, and he starts with the head. And pornography is just one of his many, many, many tools, one of his many fiery darts that he's thrown at us. So, brothers, I just wanted to encourage you tonight and speak life into you. And encourage that brother who right now may be struggling or has been struggling or is struggling with pornography. If you know a brother that's in pornography, if you know a brother that's going through any kind of struggle, any kind of addiction, reach out today. Pray by name, pray specifically, and then reach out and call them. Spend some time with the brothers. Encourage the brothers. Amen. Again, this is Deacon Thomas Farr. You're listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. And I just pray that today a word was said that would encourage someone, that would deliver someone, that would start the process to purge and just set them on a new path. You know, in the midst of this COVID-19 and people being quarantined and shut in, and it seemed like this winter is going to be a little bit more of that, and the temptation is going to come again. But set yourself a strategy. Put some things in place. Put on your shield of faith. Put on the full armor of God and prepare for the battle. Because, again, the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy you, your family, and the church. Amen. This has been Deacon Thomas Farr. You've been listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. We're here every Monday at 8 p.m., every Thursday at 8 p.m., and on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. We are shifting to 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. So we encourage you to join us, set your calendar, set your phone. Again, reach out to us on our Facebook page, Issues Christian Men's Talk, and we'll be posting the new Saturday time there. And you can always call in at 646-668-2636. Join the conversation, share your insight, your wisdom. We'll be posting upcoming topics. So again, brothers, thank you again for joining us. Continue to walk in faith, continue to believe God, and know that God loves you and God is here for you. Amen, and God bless you.
Into the inner place. into the Holy of Holies. Let's receive them.